You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Delaware is one of 12 states with a plastic bag ban, and in other states where there's not a ban, certain counties and other jurisdictions instead charge a fee to use them. Researchers from the University of Delaware and Columbia University recently conducted a study examining how effective these bans and fees are in reducing litter, especially along the shoreline. This week, Delaware Public Media's Joe Irizarry sits down with Kimberly Oremus, an associate professor in UD's School of Marine Science and Policy, to discuss if these policies are making a difference and what else their study found.
Kimberly, the University of Delaware, along with Columbia University, conducted a study on the efficacy of plastic bag bans and fees on reducing shoreline litter. How did this study come about?
So this study came about when we found out about the crowdsourced data on coastal cleanups. So you can go pick up litter along any shoreline, along a coast, a river, or a lake, and you can enter in the litter that you pick up into this app called CleanSwell. And so the Ocean Conservancy runs this database that's countrywide. So when we found out about that, we realized we could look at the impacts of plastic bag policies on the composition of litter.
When it comes to litter and plastic bags, how much of a problem is it on the shoreline, if it is a big problem at all?
So it is in the top 10 categories of litter and along shorelines. It's not a huge percentage of items, partially because we get tiny items such as cigarette butts in the counts and larger items like plastic bags. So as a percentage, it's less than 10% of shoreline litter. However, plastic bags can cause a lot of problems to the ecosystem. So if they do get into the ocean, they can look a lot like jellyfish, which is one of the favorite food of sea turtles, and they can ingest it. Also, plastic bags have a tendency to move around a lot in the water because it's really lightweight, and it has a very long life cycle. It can live anywhere from 20 to 100 years.
Now, as for the study itself, what were some of the main takeaways?
So the biggest takeaway was we found out any place that has a bag policy. So this is when you go to a grocery store, you check out, and do they give you a plastic bag or not? If a place has a bag policy, we saw a large decline in plastic bag litter compared to places without these policies. So it's about a 25 to 47% reduction in plastic bag litter along these shorelines.
And obviously, I mean, that varies, and it kind of works easy here being in Delaware where there is a ban. I know New Jersey has a ban, but last I checked, Virginia didn't, and that's not right, just right down here, right down the shore. So was that easy getting some of the data for this study?
So we collected the shoreline data, the litter data from the Ocean Conservancy, and there was over 45,000 cleanups. So it was a very large data set countrywide. People are picking up litter in both states with policies and without. So that was nice and easy. It took us a while to collect all the different types of plastic bag bans. They range from town level policies to county to state level policies, and then the type of policies. So that's what took us a long time, but we did get over 100 plastic bag policies as well. So we feel we have a very comprehensive data set on places that get policies, the before and after, and comparing it to the trends in places that don't.
Now, you just mentioned about in their town regulations or county regulations and their state regulations. Is one way in particular more effective, or does it not matter?
So we did find that along the scale of the regulation, town, county, or state, they all are fairly effective. The state had the most robust effects, and we think that's partially because of the geographic coverage of a state why policy. You are less likely to have what we call leakage or spillovers between places that do have ones and places that don't have policies. So this might be easier to just go next door and go grocery shopping in a place that doesn't have policies. So we think the larger coverage is why we see more statistically significant results for state level policies.
Now, the ban would be, I would think, more effective than fees, just layman here, just as looking at it. Was that the case here? And if so or if not, is there a big difference between fees and bans?
So we did look at two types of bans. One we're calling a partial ban. So this is actually in Delaware. Our original policy was to allow retailers to give you thicker plastic bags instead of thinner plastic bags. And then a full ban, which is you can't have any type of plastic bag at checkout. We found that between the partial bans and the full bans were more effective than the partial bans. When we looked at the fees, we actually saw a bigger decline in plastic bag litter for places with fees. However, it was a very noisy result because we don't have a lot of examples of places with fees. So this is when you check out, you pay a 5 to 25 cent fee per bag that you use. We think this might be due to how fees are structured. So Washington, D.C. has a fee, and they actually have fewer retailers exempt from the ban compared to, let's say, Delaware. So in Delaware, restaurants, takeout are exempt from the ban. You still get a plastic bag. But in Washington, D.C., you can't. You have to pay that fee. And that makes sense. It's easy to pay a fee. We also realized in D.C., they take the revenue from the fees and they reinvest it in picking up litter along the shoreline. So it goes directly to shoreline cleanups. That might be some of the reasons why we see larger effects there as well.
Now, with the bans and fees in place, what is the overall use of plastic bags? Is it increasing, decreasing? Has it stayed the same? What are we looking at here?
So unfortunately, when we look at the litter trends, overall, we are seeing an increase in plastic bags in litter, both with places under a policy and places without. It's just slowing down in places with policies compared to places without. So in absence of a policy, you're going to get more plastic bags. Delaware is actually an exception. We are seeing a reversal of the trend. Delaware, we are seeing a decline in plastic bags compared to before the policy. So it's one of the exceptions. But on average, we are seeing countrywide an increase in these trends of plastic bags. So that is problematic.
When you look at the study, was there anything that for you was a surprise that you were like, wow, it did something that just blew your mind?
Well, I actually didn't expect to see an effect when we started the study. I was like, so much happens to a bag when you get it at a retail checkout before it becomes litter on a beach. I mean, people could recycle them. They could dispose of them properly in the trash can. I really didn't think that was going to be a huge difference in the litter. So that surprised us with the large effect that we found and just how significant it was. We also were really surprised by the actual fees being potentially more effective or having potentially a larger effect. So that we weren't expecting. And then finally, you know, we didn't think we could find an ecosystem result, but when we looked at animal entanglements, we saw a really large decline in them for places with a policy. It was not statistically significant, so I can't say for sure it's due to the plastic bag policies, but when we had data on animal entanglement, it did seem to decline.
Moving forward, do you plan to have a follow-up study? Is there something that maybe you missed here that needs to be looked at again? I mean, what are we looking at here?
So we have a couple follow-up studies. One is to look more deeply into the animal entanglement results. We're going to get data from other sources beyond just these shoreline cleanups. That it's great, you know, to always have crowdsourced as a science data, but it's also good to bring in data sources from National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and they have some data. So we're going to look at that. And then beyond that, we're going to start digging into why some places are more effective than others. So even though Delaware has a full ban, it's actually more effective than other places with a full ban, and we want to understand why. So we're going to dig into what other concurrent policies are happening. For example, in Delaware, when we launched our plastic bag ban, we also instituted a plastic bag recycling requirement in stores as well. So we want to dig into some of the other policies.
Let's say somebody wants to take a look at the study. Can they find it online? Where can they find them?
Yes. So you can find it online. I have it on my website, so you can look at KimberlyAremus.com. It's there. We also publish the data set, so anyone can download the data set as well, and all our code that we use to get our results, so anyone can replicate it.
Thanks to Kimberly Oremus, Associate Professor in the University of Delaware's School of Marine Science and Policy, and our Joey Irizarry for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, Arts Playlist, where we head to Rehoboth Beach to learn more about Clear Space Theater's set of summer productions. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.